Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. Here's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Come on, Cindy.
Couldn't I stay out here for 3 days?
Oh, stop stalling.
Mom, can't we make a deal?
Listen, I'm not Monty Hall. Besides, making a deal is what got us into all this trouble. Now, come on.
Sure you wouldn't like me to mow the lawn?
No.
Wash the car?
No. I want you to march straight in that house and tell your father what you did.
How about if I phone it to him? Like, from Florida.
Come on, Cindy.
How could a little kid like me have such a big mouth?
Good question. Hi, honey.
Oh, hi. Well, how was the meeting at school?
Cindy, why don't you tell your father how the meeting was?
Dad, I've got great news.
Great?
Well, that's better than saying it's awful news.
Uh-oh, come on, what is it?
Well, see, it's about my teacher, Mrs. Whitfield. And you see, she's retiring, and everybody loves her so much that they all want to buy her a special gift.
Oh, that's very nice of everybody. What's a gift?
Well, it's something Mrs. Whitfield's always wanted. A set of first edition books that cost $200.
How much of my money did you pledge?
Not a cent. Isn't that terrific?
Yes, now tell him the not-so-terrific part.
Well, I had an idea how to raise the $200.
Go ahead and tell him what the idea is.
By putting on a play. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, I get it. And you told him your father was an architect and he'd build the sets for you, is that right?
Half right.
Is it the other half I have to look out for?
Yeah, well, you see, it sort of seems like you're in the play.
In the play?
It sort of seems like the whole family's in the play.
Dad, you got a great part. You're Prince Charming.
Oh, and guess who's Snow White?
I don't have time to be in a play.
Oh.
Well, it's just a little part.
I thought that was a great part.
Well, it's a great little part.
Yeah. Where were you when all this was going on? Couldn't you stop her?
Well, I was right there, but when she told everybody that we'd do it, well, they all stood up and applauded, and they said they'd get a theater, sell tickets, anything. Well, how could I back out?
Daddy?
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, but if you want your brothers and sisters to be in this play, now you're going to have to ask them for yourself.
Okay.
Me? Play one of the Seven Dwarfs?
You like Mrs. Whitfield, don't you?
Sure, she was my favorite teacher. She was Marcia's favorite teacher, too. I think she was even Mom's favorite teacher.
Boy, she's been teaching since the olden days.
You better not say that around Mom.
Well, will you help me with the play?
Sure, if I can be dopey.
We can't be dopey.
Why not?
I'm saving that part for someone special.
Who?
Me.
Man.
Marcia, how
sure
would you...
Sure, Sandy. Anything for good old Mrs. Whitfield.
Oh, thanks.
Except I want to play dopey instead of you.
How did you know I wanted to play dopey?
Thin walls.
Come in.
Gee, Greg, this room in the attic sure is neat. I love the way you fixed it up. And I also love this...
Cindy, you don't have to butter me up. I'll be glad to help out Mrs. Whitfield.
Thanks.
But I want to play dopey instead of you.
Well, how'd you know I wanted to play dopey?
Thin floors. Sure, Cindy. Anything for Mrs. Whitfield, as long as I get to play Dopey.
That goes for me, too. But I want to play Dopey.
Well, you can't be Dopey.
Yes, I can.
Snow White and the Seven Dopeys? Alice, how'd you like a nice, big, juicy part in my play?
I'd love to. Can I play Dopey?
That part's already taken. 6 times.
What do you got left?
How about the Wicked Queen?
You got yourself a deal. If I can't be a wacky dwarf, I'll be a wicked queen.
That was good. Thanks, Alice.
Okay, kids. In this hat are the names of the 7 dwarfs, and what you pick is what you get.
Wait a minute.
Okay, hold it. Now, you heard your mother. Hey. Pick.
Oh. Okay, you first.
Grumpy.
Bashful.
Sleepy.
Be there, Dobie baby. Doc.
Come on.
Happy.
Keep smiling.
I'm 7 1/4.
Well.
Quit clowning and pick a name there.
If Pete's the only one left, he has to be Dopey.
Wait a minute. There's 7 dwarfs and there are only 6 of us. So there's still 2 slips of paper left.
Hey, Greg's right. We're short 1 child.
If that's a hint, forget about it.
Oh, we'll be here all day.
Really?
Sneeze.
Hey, we still need somebody to play Dopey.
We can't do Snow White and the 6 dwarfs.
We'll just have to find an outsider to play Dopey.
Hi, Alice. I brought your order.
Sam, have I got a part for you?
Hmm?
Welcome to show business.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, boys.
How's this for a treat?
Hey, well, that looks pretty good.
Of course, if you want an expert opinion, you have to talk to the 3 poodles next door.
Oh. Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart. How's the costume department coming along?
Oh, not too bad. I'm just reinforcing the seat of Sneezy's pants so they won't split when he sneezes.
Mirror, mirror that I see, is there anyone prettier than me? How's that?
Wicked, Alice. Wicked.
Mirror!
Soup?
Well, is everybody ready for rehearsal?
Just waiting for you, Prince Charming, and about 6 dwarfs.
Hello? Yes, if you'll hang on just a second, I'll let you speak to the lady who's handling the arrangements. Cindy, it's Mr. Gunther, a gentleman with the theater.
Hi, Mr. Gunther. Yeah, that's right, this Saturday. But that's when it is. But Mr. Gunther, they printed tickets already. And no, I guess it's not your fault. Bye.
What's the matter?
I thought I told him this Saturday, but I guess I made a mistake. We can't have the theater, it's rented.
Oh, Cindy.
And I already told Mrs. Whitfield about the big day for her. And we ordered the books already. And now it's ruined, and it's all my fault.
Cindy. Hey. You know, I never thought you were a quitter.
Who's a quitter?
Well, it looks like you are. You know, you accepted a big responsibility, and now you're just dropping it.
But there's no place to put the play on. What can I do?
Listen, I'm not sure what you can do. But we could all put our heads together and try to think of something.
Maybe we could do it with one big head, huh?
Well, we just might. No problem was ever solved by crawling into a hole.
Then I guess I better crawl out, huh?
That'd be a good start. Now, come on, Grumpy.
We need a theater next Saturday, Mr. Fisk. How much? Oh, well, look, it's sort of for charity. I see. You already gave it the office. Well, thanks anyway.
Hello? Oh, hi, Sam.
Hey, Alice. I had an idea about a theater for you.
You did?
Yep. It's a place you can use for free.
Sounds like our kind of place. Where is it?
Well, it's not exactly a theater. It's more like a warehouse.
Any port in a storm, Sam.
Well, there's just one thing you got to do before you can use it.
What's that?
You got to wait for the temperature to go up 80 degrees and then move all the frozen carcasses out of the meat locker.
Thanks anyway, Sam. But keep trying.
Carol?
What is it, honey?
I think I have figured out where we can put on the play.
Oh, Mike, that's terrific. You know, I know now why I married you. Hmm? You are a genius. Where? Yeah,
right in the backyard. Look, this arbor with a little extension make a great stage, and there's enough room for an audience there.
Oh, that is terrific, Mike. You know, you're not just an ordinary run-of-the-mill genius. You are super gene.
Yeah, I don't know whether I would have said that or not, but I'm glad you did.
Tonight, I'm going to bed now. My head's tired of thinking.
Honey, you don't have to think anymore. Your dad has solved the whole problem. We can put on the play.
Where?
Right in the backyard. There's enough room for a stage and an audience.
Oh, Dad, you're a genius.
Yeah, well, it seems to be the general consensus around here.
Well, listen, we've got a lot of work to do, so you better get a good night's sleep.
Who can sleep now? I'll tell the others.
Well, you know, there is a lot of work to do. I gotta clean out the backyard, haul in the chairs, build that stage extension, rig a PA system, and finish the sets.
Well, Mike, look on the bright side. Got a whole day and a half to do it in. Besides, you're a genius, remember?
True.
Have we got enough bed sheets here for the stage curtains?
No, I think we need one more.
Okay, well, I'll go and get it, okay.
Hey, baby!
I hope I do better in the show business than I've done in the sew business.
You're okay. Here we go.
With that thing, would you? Take it away.
How about a cooling off break, man?
Thanks.
Great. Thanks, okay. Alice. Here, Scott.
Thanks, Alice.
Oh, that stage looks great already, Mr. Brady.
Alice, you ain't seen nothing yet. Counting the house, honey?
I'm counting the house and my pulse.
Huh?
You know, I've got opening day jitters.
Oh, relax, Noah. Why aren't you going to be a smash? Besides, what can go wrong now?
Mr. Brady!
I had to ask.
I made the most terrible goof.
What is it, Alice?
When I was rehearsing this morning, I ate the most important prop in the play. My poisoned apple, the one that I have to give to Snow White.
But we had a whole bag of apples.
I know, but I rehearsed an awful lot. You don't suppose the audience would settle for a poisoned banana?
No, Alice, I don't. Look, there's plenty of time left. I'll go to the market.
Well, okay? Hurry, Mike, hurry.
Yeah, right.
I remember which way we live.
Sam?
Did somebody call my name?
Is your truck parked out front?
Yeah, why?
Because I need a lift to the market, fast.
Sure thing, Mr. Brady.
I'll only be a minute, Sam.
I won't move an inch.
Move it.
Oh, hi, officer.
You parked in a red zone, buddy.
Yeah, well, we'll be right out in a jiffy.
You got your operator's license?
Yeah, I got it right here somewhere.
Maybe you better step out here and show it to me.
Oh, okay, sure.
Anybody ever tell you your mommy dresses you funny?
Oh, yeah, well, I better explain. You see, I'm dopey.
I figured that out.
Hi there, officer.
Who are you supposed to be?
I'm Prince Charming.
You got any identification, Prince, or did you leave it at the palace?
I'm Mike Brady. They know me in the market. Officer, we gotta get back with the poison apple.
Poison?
Yeah, it's for the Wicked Queen.
I can't wait to hear the rest of this.
Well, see, we're doing a play, Officer. It's Snow White, and we forgot the poison apple.
Yeah, I figured it was some kind of costume thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, get going.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, by the way, in case my kids want to see the show, what theater are you playing?
Oh, it isn't in the theater. It's in my backyard.
Your backyard?
Yeah.
You charge admission?
Oh, sure, yeah. We're trying to raise money.
I assume you've got a city permit.
Permit?
You've got to have a permit.
Gee, we kind of forgot the permit.
The natives are getting restless, Mom.
Oh, I can't imagine what's happened to your father and Sam.
We can't start without Dopey. He's in the first scene.
Oh, get ready, everybody.
What are we going to do?
Oh, I don't know. Just get ready. I'll try to stall. I don't know. Hello. Welcome to our show. Now, before the curtain opens, I would like you to meet the celebrity who's responsible for bringing all of us together. She's everybody's favorite teacher, Mrs. Whitfield. Now, I'd like to tell you just a couple more things about.
Hi, folks. Funny thing happened to me on the way to the market.
Thank goodness. Oh, thank you all for being so patient. And now, we'd like to give you our version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Stop for Dopey.
I forget which way we live, Doc.
We live that way.
No. Can we get going? It's time for my nap. I'm sleepy.
Well, I'm catching a cold.
I know which way we live.
Which way, Bashful?
I'm too bashful to tell you.
Hey, I remember which way. We follow the Yellow Brick Road.
That's in the Wizard of Oz.
So don't follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Hi-ho! Hi-ho! It's hi-ho!
Mirror, mirror that I see, is there anyone fairer than me?
You know what your answer had better be.
Ah, my fair queen.
That's better. Speak.
Ah, my queen. Snow White is far out and youthful.
More beautiful than you.
Ah! I gotta be truthful.
Snow White. Who is Snow White? Where is Snow White?
Drop the name, Snow White.
Is that her, the freaky-looking kid?
You bet your nylon wig. Ain't she out of sight?
Bite your tongue, mirror.
My goodness, what a strange mirror you have. Did you wish to see me, your royal wickedness?
Yes, ugly child. Come, let us take a little stroll through the woods.
The woods? Don't wild, hungry animals live in the woods?
I certainly hope so.
Oh, listen to all
those wild, hungry animals.
Remembered, I forgot something. I'll be back later.
Oh, no. Oh, your wickedness, don't leave me alone. I'm afraid.
Oh.
Here, eat this while I'm gone. It will calm you down. Way down.
Oh, you are so kind.
Let me be among the first to say... goodbye, Snow White.
Isn't she sweet?
Hi-ho, it's home for her we go. Hi-ho, hi-ho,
hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho.
Would you stop doing that, Dopey?
But look, Doc.
What's the matter with her, Doc?
Either my stethoscope has stopped working, or she has. Oh. Nope. I'm afraid she's...
Oh, poor lady.
It's so sad I could cry.
Hi there. I was just passing through and I saw your group. I thought it was a luau.
Whoa.
What a vision of loveliness. Is this damsel in distress?
The worst kind. She's...
It's the most beautiful face I have ever seen. I will kiss her.
As a doctor, I can assure you that will do no good.
It couldn't hurt.
I can't reach you. More.
Oh, I must have dozed off. Who are you?
I am Prince Charming.
Oh, was that you that kissed me or your horse?
Huh?
Just answer with a yay or a nay.
Somebody give her another bite of that apple.
Oh, no. This lady shall come with me to my palace and be my princess.
Oh, you know, I think I'd better walk. I don't believe there's room for me and your horse.
I hate happy endings.
I hope to make your troubles go.
Yes, keep on singing on and on and on.
I hope, or make your troubles go.
You positively can't go wrong with life.
I hope, to make your troubles go. Just keep on singing on and on and on.
I'm a sucker for a happy ending.
Ditto. Mrs. Whitfield sure did appreciate the play and the books and everything, didn't she?
I was thinking more along the lines of Prince Charming marrying Snow White.
Are you hinting, Alice?
Who, me?
Well, that's okay. I'm a fellow who can take a hint. Let me put it this way.
Yes?
When you get to be Snow White and I get to be Prince Charming, I'll consider it.
Sounds fair.
Ha 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 ha!